Today, Shir's Masechta Tainus on Dav Ches. We will begin on Dav Zayin, Amid Beis, in the middle of the last line on the Yomid, with the words Resh Lakish Omar. Resh Lakish gives another explanation of the Pasuk we explained at the end of yesterday's Shir. Imkeo HaBarzel, if the iron is dull, Vehu Loi Panim Kilkel. And Resh Lakish understands that this Pasuk is referring to a Talmud who is having difficulty in his learning. He's dull in his learning, and his learning is very difficult for him. Let us see how Resh Lakish interprets the pasuk. Resh Lakish Amar, Imra Isa Talmud, if you have seen a student of the Gemara, as we turn to Dav Ches Amid Aleph, Shalemudu Ekashalov Kabarzel, that his learning is difficult on him like iron. And the reason for this is, Bishvil Mishnah Soi She'en Esadurlov, his Mishnah, we know as Rashi explains, the Mishnah has preceded the Gemara, and Rashi gives here two explanations. The first explanation, Rashi says, at the top, Rashi on the Amit, Shekasha hu loy meroiv kushyas, b'shul mishnah sheshen esadur loy, ve'enoi zoicher, he doesn't remember ma kosevbo. The mishnayis, that is a hagdamah to the Gemara, is not learnt by him in a clear fashion. He doesn't remember what's written there. Ulefikach eni yodeh lefarek, he doesn't know how to understand the sugya of the Gemara that's based on the Mishnah as well, because he doesn't know the Mishnah. He says a second shot, Inami shegorso betos. He had the wrong halacha, poiter alachiev, umachayev ala ptur. He mixes up whether it's poiter or chayev. And then, because of his mix-up, makshiola meduch tachriti. He asks a question from another source that seems to be a contradiction. And really, if he would have had the correct chiev or ptur in the Mishnais to begin with, the question doesn't begin. Now, how do we fit this in the pasuk? So Rashi says, if you have seen, Im Keo HaBarzel, if the iron is dull, the Talmud is having difficulty in his learning, Vehu Loi, what does that mean? And he's not making it, he's not understanding what he's learning. The reason is, Panim Kilkel, that's what the Gemara continues. Shenemar, Vehu Loi, Panim Kilkel, what does it mean, Panim Kilkel? Rashi explains, Panim is the face, that's the first part of a human being that you encounter, that's the front. So the Mishnayis, that's the prelude to the Gemara, he has done something wrong with that, and therefore he's having problems in his learning. My takanta, continues the Gemara, what is the takana? What's the Eitza? How can he fix up this problem? Yarbe Yeshiva, he should have a lot to do with the Talmidei Chachamim, with many Talmidei Chachamim in the Yeshiva, and they will sit down and they will teach him properly the Mishnayis. How do you see this in the Pasuk? Because the Pasuk continues, Shenemer, V'chayolim Yegaber, the soldiers, the Talmidim who are in the yeshiva are like rows and rows of soldiers in a army. So if he will use these soldiers, they will be able to Yegaber, they will be able to win over in this battle to be Kona Torah. And then the Pasuk continues, V'yisroin hachshir chachma. And it's even greater if there is an advantage to chachma. What does this part of the pasuk mean? Kol shchein, certainly mishnase sedur lamikara. He is doing a corrective measure that if he's having a problem, he should go to the yeshiva and work with the other talmidim in the yeshiva to get it right. But the best thing would have been preventive. If he would have gotten it right to begin with, then he wouldn't have had an issue to start off with. So that's the best thing, to start off on the right foot to get his chachma, his mishnah mesudr. Kihadi Resh Lakish, where do we find that the Amoraim were involved in making sure that they had a good grasp of the Mishnayis? Havimisad der Masnis, he used to organize his Mishnah, he used to review it, Arbo and Zimnan, 40 times. And Rashi explains, that's the way he would come to Rabbi Yochanan, from whom he learned Torah, but he would have a solid grasp on the Mishnayis, having reviewed it 40 times. Why specifically the number 40? Says the Gemara, Keneged Mem Yom Shnitna Torah. This is Keneged the 40 days that Torah was given at Har Sinai, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to receive the Torah. Va'ayel Kameda Rabbi Yochanan, then fortified with this clarity by having reviewed it 40 times, then he would come in front of and Rabbi Yochanan, and then he would learn the Pilpul, the Gemara, which was based on his clear understanding of the Mishnayos. The Marsha says that just like Moshe was Mesader, the Yisodus of the Torah, for 40 days before he came to teach this to Klal Yisrael, so that is what Rish Lakish copied when he reviewed it 40 times. The Alshich tells us that the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai to receive the Torah were comparable to the 40 days of the Yetziras Havlad. The embryo is formed over 40 days in its mother's stomach. Moshe Rabbeinu was becoming, through Torah, a new kind of human being. He was becoming a Ben Torah. He was becoming a person full of Torah. So he too was, in a sense, like an embryo who was developing. He needed those 40 days to become a Ber Yechadosh, a new creation of a person who's full of Torah. The Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu learned the Torah for 40 days. Each day he would learn it, he would review it, but each day he would forget. Lamad v'shachach, lamad v'shachach. Until finally, after 40 days, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave it to him as a matana. And this is similar to what we have in the Gemara Megillah, which we're going to learn soon, and Mitzvah Shem says, Yogato Matzosa Tamid. If a person says, Lo Yogato Matzosi, I didn't have to be Miyage, I didn't have to work hard, and I found the Torah, don't believe him. But if he says, Yogato Matzosi, I worked hard and I found it, Tamin, you should believe him. The Mephoreshim explained, Tamin Shematzasa. Tamin, that not as a result of your hard work you acquired the Torah, but you got it as a metziah. You got it like someone who found something on the street without working for it. Because ultimately it's a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is the, could be that that's the, is the number 40 that we have in our Gemara, is that first Rish Lakish had to be miyageya 40 days, 40 times. He had a miyageya to go over and over his learning. And then the Ribbono Shel Olam gave it to him as a matana, and then he was able to enter and begin learning with Rish Lakish. The Marsha tells us on the next Gemara that he doesn't know what this number corresponds to. Let us see the next Gemara. Rav Adabar Ava Mesader Masnise Esrin Varbo Zimdin. He learned it 24 times. Keneged Torah Nevi Muksuvim. As Rashi says, because Tanakh, Torah Nevi Muksuvim, has 24 Svarim. Va'ayel Kamei Derov. And then he would go in to learn the Gemara, which was based on the Mishnayos, that he had reviewed 24 times. On this, the Marsha says, 40, I understand, as we just explained before. But 24, says the Marsha, Chav Dalet Ein Kan Tam Mevurer. There is not a really clear explanation of why he specifically picked the number 24. However, I heard from Rav Fishel Shachter Shlita, a very nice pshat. We have to understand what the Marsha knew what Rav Fishel Shachter is going to say as well, why he didn't accept it. But after all, it seems to be a very nice shot. The Medrash tells us in Parshas Kisisa that Hashem gave the Torah to Moshe like a kala, because if just like a kala is a matana to a chassan, so too, had he not given the Torah to Moshe in a matana like a kala, Moshe would not have. Because as the Marsha learns, Moshe actually reviewed the whole Torah and chazered it, learned it and chazered it. So imagine to learn the whole Torah and chazer it each of the 40 days that it was in Har Sinai. So this was certainly a gift, like a kala, that's a gift to a chassan. The Medrash asks, after all, Arucham Eretz Mido Rechavim in a Yom, the Torah is so endless, how in fact could Moshe have learned not just once in 40 days, but each of the 40 days? The Medrash says that he learned the Klolim. He learned all of the Klolim HaTorah Memela from the Klolim. The rest he was able, through the Klolim, to figure out the rest of the Torah. The Rish Lakish says, any person, Kol Adam, Shein Yochel L'Lamed HaTorah L'Bnei Yisrael, K'moy Kala, Shechaviva L'Chosen, Noyach Loi Shaloi L'Omram. Any person who's a Rebbe, who cannot give over the Torah to Klal Yisrael, as a Kala who is Chaviva to her Chosen, It's better that he shouldn't say over the Torah. Why? Shebishah shenasna Kadosh Baruch Hu Torah liYisrael. Ha'isachaviv al Yisrael kikalazu shechaviv al baila. When the Torah was given over to Klal Yisrael, it was so dear to Klal Yisrael, like a kala who's chaviv to her husband. Amar Reb Shimon, k'may shekala tzarek chav dalet kishutin. Just like we find that there are 20, and the Navi Yeshaya speaks about these 24 adornments that a kala has, and this is learned from the pasuk when Hashem brought Chava to Adam Arishan. It says Vayeviyah El Adam. He brought her begematria Vav Yud Beis Aleph Hey is the number 24. So Kach Talmud Chacham Tzarch Shia Baki Umechushat Bechav Dal Tzvarim. He has to be a baki, and he has to be adorned with the 24 swarm. So our official shechter wanted a taina that you see from Chazal, there's two aspects. One is to be well-versed, and number two, if a person is well-versed, he can give it over clearly, and then the people who will hear it will enjoy it. It'll be chaviva to them like a kala on the chasen. So it could be that in our Gemara we find also two in yon. 40 could be for bakiyas to be a baki, but mechushet seems maybe it's even enough 24 times. But that's speaking not concerning what the person acquires himself, but what does it take to give it over to Klal Yisrael that they should enjoy it like a kala who is chaviva to her bailah? That's merumis with the 24 adornments that a kala has, and that comes about when the person is very clear. How is he clear? Because he's reviewed it so many times that he has no gimgum in what he's saying, and it's crystal clear, and then the people who hear it enjoy it as well. Rabbeinu Bechaya says, interestingly enough, that Masech de Shabbos, Rav Ashi made 24 perukim. We know that Shabbos is compared to a kala. So too, you have this idea of the number 24 being associated with a kala who's chaviva al baila. Continues the Gemara. Rav Amar, Imraisa Tamet Shalemudi Koshal of Kabarzel. Again, we're going to interpret that pasuk that we began the shir with, Imkeya Barzel Vahu Loi Panim Kelkel. He learns it in a different way than Rish Lakish has just interpreted it. If you see a Talmud that his learning is difficult on him, Kabarzel, like iron, you know what the cause of it is? Bishul Rabboi Shaina Mazbel Loi Panim. Because the Rebbe is not, Rashi says, Sheher Loi Panim Rois. The Rebbe is not explaining to him the Torah with a nice face. And it fits in very well with what we just explained, the number 24. It has to be chaviva to the Talmud. But if the Rebbe is showing him a bad face, he's frowning on him, he's not encouraging him in his learning, so then the Talmud will have problems in acquiring the Torah. How do we see this in the Pasuk? Shenemar. Vehu loy, as we interpreted before. If he's not making it, he's not being matzliach, he's not being successful in his learning. You know why? Because panim kilkel. Because the Rebbe's face towards him has not been done properly. There's been something wrong with the way the Rebbe's approaching the Talmud. Memela the Talmud can't be mekabel the Torah from the Rebbe. Maita kante. What is the remedy for this problem? Yarbo lov reyim. The Talmud should send many friends over to the Rebbe, that they should beseech of the Rebbe, please, this bacher wants to learn. Please, whatever the reason that you are not showing him a good face, change. Shenemar v'chayolim, as we had the pasuk before, v'chayolim yigaber, that he should take armies, legions of chaverim, that they should go to the Rebbe and plead for him and overpower the resistance of the Rebbe to teach him Torah. Then the pasuk continues in Kehelis, v'yisroin hachsher chachma. What does that mean? There's an advantage to there's an advantage to the greatness of Chachma. What does that mean? Kol shchein im hochshru ma'isa b'nei rabbi mikora. We are using a remedy. We're correcting, similar to what we had in the Gemara before. We're trying to use corrective measures. Go to the Rebbe with a lot of chaverim, and they should beseech him, and they should plead your case. But if you work it out with the Rebbe to begin with, that's much better. It's much better to start off on the right foot, that you don't need to remedy the situation. That's what the end of the pasuk means. V'yomer Rabami. Now we go to a new pasuk. Im yishech hanochesh b'loy lachash. If the snake will bite without a charm. If a charm had been used, then you could charm the snake into not biting. But the charm was not used. Ve'ein yisran lebala loshen. There is no advantage to the master of the tongue. What does this pasuk refer to? Says Rav Ami, Imra Isa Dor, if you saw a generation, Shashamayim Mishtachin Kinechoshes. So we are using the words here, and a number of these words are going to be used in not their normal translation. Hanochash, we're going to translate as Nechoshes, not snake, but iron. If you see a generation where the sky is not Yishoich, which means bite, we're going to interpret that to mean Yeshutach, which means it has a copper, it has an iron, a copper color, a rust color. So you see the skies are rust, and actually this is Mekayim the Teichach and Parshas Kisavai, V'hoya Shamecha Asher Al Reishecha Nechoshes. Your heaven is going to become like copper. It's going to become like the color of copper, meaning it's not going to give you any rain. So, milahore talumater. There's no dew and there's no rain coming down from the heavens. You know why? That's what the pasuk continues. Beloy lachash. So we're interpreting it not the word charm, but lachash means quiet. In other words, this is Shemayna Esrei that is said quietly, the Shtula Shemayna Esrei, this quiet Shemayna Esrei. Apparently, your generation didn't have people who should daven properly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rain. My takantan, what is the takana to this problem? Yelchu etzom ishe yedei alochash. They should find out someone who does know how to daven. The siv yagdal avreya. The pasuk continues and says that tell it to your friend. In other words, your friend should be the one who should daven for you. Ve'ein yisr lebala loshin. And what does that part of the pasuk mean? There's no advantage to the bala loshin. Umi she'efsh lelilchosh ve'ein aloichesh. Someone who has the ability to daven to Hashem, and he doesn't exercise that ability, ma'anoy yeshle. What hanod does he have from being so selfish not to daven on behalf of Klal Yisrael for rain? Ve'im lochash v'loy nene. What happens if that person who you know that he usually knows how to daven, and here he davened the soft Shemoneh Esrei, and he wasn't answered by Kodesh Baruch? What do you do now? Maitakante. There's still one Eitzah. Yelech Eitzah Chosid Shebedor. Go to the Chosid of the generation, as the Marsha says, for example, we're going to learn this further in the Mesech, the Chayne Hamagel, who was able to receive rain from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Go to that Chosid, V'yarbo Lov B'tfilah, and he should daven a lot, Shenemar, V'yitzave Olah. The Rabbi Yisrael commanded that there should be rain, B'mafkiyah, because there was a petitioner. There was someone who was able to, Kaviyachol, to force HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give rain on behalf of Klal Yisrael. What does the word mafkiyah mean? Ve'en pegiyah letfilah. How do we know the word pegiyah means to daven? Shenemar, because it says in Yirmiyah that the Rabbi Yisrael said not to daven for Klal Yisrael. It uses the word pegiyah. Va'ata, and you, altispal ba'am, don't daven for the people, hazad, this nation. Va'altisa ba'am, reno tefillah, and don't lift up for them reno, which is also a form of tefillah and tefillah. Va'altifka be, and don't daven, don't beg to me, HaKadosh Baruch. So we see that the word tifka, pegia, mafkia refers to davening as well. Now, ve'im lochash, what happens if this person who was able to daven, daven? Va'also biyari, and it worked, the rain did come down. Umegiz daito yolov, and now he became a balgaiva. You know what he causes? Mevi afloilam. He brings anger to the world. Shenemar, because the pasuk says in the Iyuv, mikne af aloila. He makes a kinyan. He acquires anger, and it rises up against Klal Yisrael. Rava Amar, Rava takes this last pasuk from Iyuv, and he interprets it in the following way. Shnei Talmidei Chacham, Shiyashim Birachas. If you have two Talmidei Chacham are sitting in one city, Ve'ein Noichin Zeh, Lo Zeh Baloch, and they don't get along with each other in halachic matters. They don't see eye to eye. And they don't attempt to see the chashivas of the other Talmud Chacham. Miskan and Biaf, they provoked. Here we're using the word mikne not as an acquisition, but as a provocation. They are provoking anger. Umal noisay, they bring it upon Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, mikne af al oila. This causes a provocation of anger, and it lifts it onto Klal Yisrael. Now the Rashi over here has two pshatim. One pshat in Rashi is that he brings the part of the pasuk which says Yagid alav reyoy, and that's what it means. You should have been magid one to another, and you should have been noichin zeb zeb alocha. You should have gone on along with each other in alocha, and you didn't do it. That causes Hashem's anger to come on them. However, he brings a second pshat. V'yesh gorsin v'noichin zeb zeb alocha. What happens if they do get along by alocha? Miskanim biyaf. What does that mean? Mishiyagra lov reyo. Shenoichin zeb zeb. Miskanim biyaf. Umalim oisomi aleim. If there was an af by getting along with each other and by seeing the cheshivas of the other Talmud Chacham, they are able to remove the af, that if there was an af upon him, it raises up the af and takes it away from them. And we should be zeicha that Klal Yisrael Shetaka be able to have Talmidei Chacham that are noichen zeh bezeh b'halacha. Amar Rish Lakish. Ma'i dechsev. Again, we're coming back to that same pasuk. Im yishach ha'nachish bo'i lachish. Ve'ein yishon l'ba'al loshin. What does this refer to? Loss and lava in the future. Miskap tizu bo'is kol ha'chayis etzal nachish. All the animals will come to the snake. The Amar Lain, they will say to him, Ari doires. A lion is doires, his prey. Voichel, and he eats it. Zev, toiref voichel. A zev is toiref voichel. What is the difference between the words doiris and toiref? We have here Rashi and the Sefer Eitz Yosef. Rashi says doiris by a lioness, he claws in the open, he's not afraid. He does it openly. Toiref, Rashi interprets to mean the wolf, who is afraid of other creatures, so he kills the animal and drags it to his lair, and there he eats it. He doesn't eat it in the open. The Eitz Yosef says that doires means a lion. Not only does he do it before Hesi in the open, but he eats the animal up alive. However, the wolf will first kill the animal, and then, as we said, he brings it to its lair, and he eats it there. So, but both of these have hanoah from what they're doing. Va'oichel, they're eating and they have hanoah. Atom hanoah yeshecha. What hanoah do you have from what you do? You bring poison into people and you kill them. What's your hanoah? Amar lahem. So the nachash responds. Ve'en yisrin l'bala loshin. I have the same hanoah as someone who speaks loshin hara. And Rashi brings down that la'asid lavi HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the bali loshin hara bedin etzel de nachash kidei sheyizbayesh mebnei shehesi adam arishin umizbayeshin imoy mesapir loshin hara. Now this is one chevra, the nachash who talked in Adam and Chava to eat from the etz das. What did he get? What hanoah did he get out of doing that? Just a cruelty to corrupt someone, the Adam and Chava. So the Baal Lashon Hara, who just brings provocation against other people, he doesn't get any Hanoah. So this is one Chevra, and both will be punished together, and each one will share in the embarrassment of that the other has by being part of this Chabura of doing such a thing. The Chavetz Chaim says that the Nachash represents the Satan, and every avera that a person does, there's a kitra caused by that avera. But the worst avera, says the Chavetz Chaim, is lashon hara, because the malach that's created, the makatrig that's created from the avera of lashon hara, is a kitrug of an avera, which the essence of the avera is kitrug. The whole, it's like a marshal of a prosecuting attorney. He can do his job, but then he can go beyond his job. He can just want to destroy the person. He's not just trying to punish him and teach him a lesson, but he uses all his skills to destroy the defendant. So when a person is oisik in lashon hara, what is he doing? He is oisik in provocation, in kitrug against the person that he's speaking lashon hara against. So the malach that he creates is not just a regular mekatreg, but it's a malach that's mekatreg on an avera of kitrug. So that's certainly a very strong kitrug against the person. Amar of Ami. Ain't tefillah shalom nishmas elam kemesim nafshir bekapoy. A person's tefillah is only heard by Hashem if he puts his hand, his nefesh in his hands, which Rashi in Eichov, where this pasuk is taken from, explains. Just like one lifts up his hands lamala in the middle of davening, so too his nefesh. It shouldn't be just that he's going through an outward manifestation of davening, but his heart should be lifted up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. And that's the only way that Hashem will really listen. In other words, he has to have kavanah when he davens, and as he lifts up his hands to Hashem. Shenemar, Nisal of Aveinu El Kapayim, let us lift up our hearts together with our hands. Freid Gemor, is that so? Ain't he? It's not true. Va'okim Shmuel Amoira Lei. Shmuel put an Amoira by him. An Amoira seems to be the same as a Meturgeman. Rashi in Chulin, Daf Tezvav, tells us, Vizel Isharne Shaya Oimib Ne Rav, there was an Amoir in front of Rav, Umashmiel, the Rabim, Masharosh, Adrasha, Leichishloi. What the person who was giving the drasha used to whisper to him, the Amora was like a loudspeaker, he would broadcast it to the people. Eilav Hoyu Shaiman, they didn't hear the Rebbe who was teaching it, they heard the Amora who was proclaiming it out loud. So once Shmuel put up this Amora, Vidorash, and Shmuel said the drasha, and the Amora amplified it, and everybody heard it. What did he say? The pasuk says in Tillim, "Vayifatu b'fiim." They beguiled Hashem. They talked Hashem into kaviyachol with their mouths, and as they weren't sincere, what they were saying to Hashem, "Ubishrayim michazvim." And with their tongues, they lied, loy to Hashem. "Velibam loy nacham." Their hearts were not constant, imar with Hashem. "Veloy namnu b'bris." They were not faithful with their bris. The afal pikein. "Vehu rachem yichaparavim." The pasuk says, even though they weren't sincere, even though their hearts were not El Kapayim, Hashem was mechaper them. So that's the stira. You said before, Nisal of Aven El Kapayim, Hashem only listens if you're having kavana. And here we see, even if you weren't sincere, you didn't have kavana, Vahu Racham Yichaper Av, Hashem will forgive you. The Gemara answers like, Kasha Kam B'Yachid Kam B'Tzibur. If you're a Yachid, as Rashi explains, then you have to have kavana. And if you don't have kavana, Hashem's not going to accept your tefillah. But if you're part of a Tzibur, so even if certain individuals in the Tzibur don't have kavana, but you have enough other people that they'll make up for the chesor, if as long as you're part of this group, part of this tzibur, so the other people's kavana will make up for yours, and your tefillah will be accepted amongst everybody else's tefillah, even though your tefillah has no kavana. Amar Rav Ami, Ein Gesham Yard Nel Bishvil Bali Amana. Rain does not come only for people who are honest in business. Shenemar, Emes Me'eretz Titzmach. Truth will grow from the ground. Vitzedek Mishmaim Nishkaf, and Tzedek will be shown from heaven. In other words, this refers to Geshamim, because Geshamim is tzedakah for Klal Yisrael. So, tzedek mishamayim nishkaf, it'll peer down from heaven, the tzedakah of rain. The Chedusha Rim once asked the Kotzker Rebbe, it says that emes me'eretz titzmach, it'll sprout, but what's the seed? What do you have to put in the ground in order for the emes to sprout? And the Kotzker Rebbe answered, v'darfa bagrubin the sheker. If you bury the sheker in the ground, from that will sprout the truth. Continues the Gemara, Rav Amar Rav Ami, Boy Urei Kama Gedolim Bali Amana. Look how great people are who deal things honestly. Menayin Mechulda Ubor, from the story of the weasel and the pit. Uma Hamamin Bechulda Uborkach, if someone trusts a weasel and a pit in this way, Hamamin Bakarish Baruch Allah Hasakavim Kama, somebody who takes Hashem as his witness and puts his trust in Hashem, certainly. Now, of course, the Gemara does not explain here what is the story about the weasel and the pit. Rashi gives us details. Rashi says this caused two people to die. Shemisu Shnei B'nei Adam. Actually, as we're going to see the story now, it was two babies who died. Rashi calls them B'nei Adam. And Tosfos adds more details, and the Aruch, it's really a Medrash Rab and Parsha Shmois, adds even more details. So let us learn the Tosfos here, because Tosfos elaborates more than Rashi, and we'll put in a few details that the Aruch adds even to Tosfos' version. Says Tosfos, the last Tosfos on the Amud, Pirish, Maimin Becholdu Bor. He trusts the weasel in the pit. Maisahoy Benara Achas. There's a story with a girl. She wanted to go to her father's house, and the Oruch adds that she got lost, and then she got thirsty. She saw a pit on the way, and there was a rope, the Oruch says, in the pit, and she lowered herself into the pit, and she drank, and then when she wanted to get out of the pit, she realized it's easier to get into a pit than get out of it with this rope. V'nafla, she fell into the pit, ubo bachar echad, and this bachar came along, and he hears her crying, and first he thought, the Oruch brings down, that she was a ruach, she wasn't a real person, so he, until she swore to him, I'm a real person, I'm not a spirit. And he said, okay, I will save you. But he said to her, if I bring you out of the pit, will you marry me? She said to him, Hain, yes, I will. They made a pact between them. They swore that he won't marry anybody else. She won't marry another man. Who's going to be the Edom on this pact? As they were talking, a weasel went in front of the pit. Actually, the Oruch brings down that she said, the heaven and the pit and the weasel, they are Edom. Each went to their way. So she kept the deal, he didn't. He married somebody else. It says, the Oruch says, that the father would bring a young man for her to marry, she would act meshuga, and the shidduch would be called off, because she made a promise she's going to marry that one fellow. So anyway, the boy didn't keep his deal. He married another woman. They had a child. The child died. A weasel came and killed that baby. She had another child. And the child also had a misa mishuna. It fell into the boar. So his wife says, something's going on here. Both of our children died in an unusual misa mishuna. Then he remembered, wait a second, I promised this girl who I saved from the boar that I'm going to marry her. And the Edom were a boar and a weasel. And I didn't keep my deal. That's why my children died through a boar and a weasel. The Sipal Ishta Kolamais, he told his wife, Amrullah, she said to him, Imkain, Chazor v'kechena, v'kosav l'get. I don't know why he couldn't have two wives. It was before Chandra Ben Geshem. But apparently she had made a deal with him. You are going to be my only husband. I'm going to be your only wife. So his present wife says, listen, we're going to stay married. I have another child. The child will get killed as well. He gave her a get. And he went back to that woman. He came to the father, and the Oruch says, and the father says, my daughter's not for you. She became a sugar. He says, I'll take my chances. And at first it says, apparently she didn't recognize him, and she acted meshuga. Then she realized who it is, and they got married, and the Chazal say the end was, they had Bonim and Ashirus, and everything worked out wonderfully. V'holach v'nasas apsula v'haynu d'amri. That's what it means in our Gemara. Hamayin mebor v'cholda shemidu edusan. Somebody who put his faith into the pit and the weasel, and he lived this life based on the testimony of the pit and the weasel. Alach is kama v'kama. If you take a rabbeinu shloilem and you're faithful in business, alach is kama v'kama. You're zocha to great things. In our Gemara, speaking about yiridus geshamim will come if you do such a thing. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol Amatzdik Es Atzmo Milmata Matzdik No Lav Hadin Milmala. Anyone who acts as a tzaddik, as a chassid, down here, he is worthy. Rashi says he'll have Hashem will be bedaktik imoy kechut asayra. The pshat in this is that we have a famous Gemara in Menachos that Moshe Rabbeinu came up to Shemayim, he saw Rabbi Kiva, and he saw Darshan Tilly Tilly Shalachas, and Moshe Rabbeinu saw the end of Rabbi Kiva. He's the Gemara in Brachos tells us that he was being conned by Masreikah Shal Barzel. So he says to Rabbi Shalom, Zu Taira v'Zu Schara. This is the reward for being such a great Talmud Chacham like Rabbi Kiva. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shtok, be quiet. Kach ol b'machshav l'fani. This was my machshava. So the Shalom explains that my machshava in the beginning of the Bria was Bereishis Bara Elokim. I wanted to create the world with Midas HaDin, but I saw that the world can't exist with Midas HaDin. So Shitavi my Asher Biyayim Broy Hashem Alekim Shemayim Vards. I had to be Mishatif with the Midas HaRachamim. But my original desire was to have people of the stature of Rabbi Akiva who could survive Midas HaDin. Because if someone can survive Midas HaDin in this world, what a great Olam HaBo he gets. He gets a much greater Olam HaBo than someone who can only exist like most of us in this door, that we can only exist with Midas HaRachamim. Our Olam HaBo is not as great. So be quiet. That's my Machshava Tchila, a person like Rabbi Akiva. So our Gemara is going with the same thing. If you're a person on the Madrega of Rabbi Akiva, you're Matztikas Atzman Ulmato. You're such a Tzadik Rabbi Akiva. Matztikna Olav Adim Ulmato. They go with you with Midas HaDin in this world. Shenemar. Emes Me'eretz Titzmach. Emes, if it comes out from the ground, v'tzedek mishamayim nishkav. So Rashi points out, it doesn't say tztoka mishamayim nishkav, it says tzedek, and tzedek is mashma midas adin. So certain people are worthy to have midas adin. The Marshoa says a different pshat here, he has a different girsa. Not kol amatztik as atzmoy momata, but kol amatztik as adin. No matter. What does that mean? If someone says, yeah, Hashem punished me, and it's coming to me, and Hashem should do this to me in the future as well, if he does it, it's coming to me. That, al tiftach pel asotin. Because if you're going to say it's coming to you, and you could understand Hashem punishing you in the future, he may just punish you, and you'll receive midas hadin, because al tiftach pel asotin. Continues the Gemara, Rav Chiya bar Avin Amar Rav Huna Mehacha. He says that there's a different source for the same limit. Uchiya Rascha Evir Asecha. According to both Pshatim, according to Rashi's Pshat, according to the Yira that you show down here, if you're on the Madreg of Rabbi Akiva, Evir Asecha, Hashem's anger will be as Midas HaDin. If you can stand up to it, if you can stand the heat of the Midas HaDin, you'll get that. But you'll get more in Olam HaBa. Or according to the Marsha, Uchiya Rascha, according to what you feel you deserve as far as Yiras Hashem is concerned, and you found yourself wanting, and therefore you say to yourself, even if I get punished in the future, it's coming to me. Evrasecha, you're going to get that anger at Chas Hashem of Hashem. Resh Lakish has a different source. Omer Mehacha, Pagato, you hit as sus the one who rejoices, voice the tzaddik, and who does justice. You punish the tzaddik with Midas HaDin. Bidrachecha Yaskerucha, but that tzaddik in your ways, giving him Yisurim, he'll remember you, and he will thank you for what you're doing. Why? Because Ato you katzafta, you got angry, v'nechta. There was some chet that the ain't tzaddik borcha shayasatoy v'lo yechta. So the tzaddik said, I did a chet, it's coming to me, you punish me with Midas HaDin, but what's going to happen? Bohem, with those Yisurim, Oilam v'nivasheya, there'll be a world of Olam HaBo, which I will be, I'll save my chelik Olam HaBo, if I can stand the Yisurim, which come from the Midas HaDin Bo'olam HaZeh. So that's another source for the same concept. Amar Rabbi Shuvan Levi, Kol Samech Yisurim Shabon Olav. Whoever's happy with Yisurim that come on him in this world, maybe Yeshua Olam. He brings salvation to the world. Shenemer, Bohem with Yisurim. Olam v'nivasheya. There will be a world, referring to this world, according to this pshat, there'll be a salvation in Olam HaZeh. Amar Resh Lakish, Ma'arek Siv. That Hashem will close the heavens from rain. Beshar Shashmaim Netzor Milahoyrid, Talu Mutter, or the Yalkut as the Girsa Mutter. If the rain is closed from giving, if the heavens are closed from giving rain. Doime, it's comparable. Isha Shemechabelas, a woman who's going through labor pains. Ve'ena Yoleta, she's unable to give birth. Vahainu Dom Resh Lakish, this is what Resh Lakish said. Mishum Kapor in the name of Bar Kapora. Nemrat Sir Bikshamim, Nemrat Sir Isha. The Gemara is going to show many similarities between a woman and rain. It says Atzira holding back by rain and holding back by a woman who's about to give birth, as we turn to the Chesam at Beis. Nemra Atzira B'isha, it says Atzira B'isha Shenemra by Avimelech, it says Ki Otzar Otzar Hashem Bad Kol Rechem, that no one in the house of Avimelech was able to give birth. Hashem closed the Pesach of them giving birth. V'nemrat Tzira B'kshavim, it says holding back by rain, D'chsev Otzar Shemaim. And Rashi says, what's the purpose of comparing a woman to rain? The purpose is, the top Rashi, Kloim Ra'kulam Mevakshin Rachamim. We have to be mevakish rachamim, that the woman can give birth to a healthy child, and that the heavens can give rain. Then a further comparison, Namar leida b'yishav, Namar leida b'kshavim. It says birth by a woman, it says birth by a rain. Namar leida b'yishav d'chsev atar, she was pregnant with Hela ben. V'namar leida b'kshavim d'chsev, v'y lidov itzmicha, she gave birth, and she sprouted. Namar pekita b'yish, it says remembering concerning a woman, v'namar pekita b'kshavim. It says remembering concerning rain. Namar pekita b'yish d'chsev, Hashem pokad asara, Hashem remembered sara. V'namar pekita b'kshavim, it says remembering by rain, d'chsev, pokad atar, it's remembered the earth. But the Shaykh, you watered it. Rabas Tashrena, you enriched it a lot. Peleg Elokim Molimayim, a pool of Hashem full of water. My Peleg Elokim Molimayim. Tana, we learned Kimin Kova, there's like a chamber Yesh Berki in heaven. Shem Yimenu Shem Yitzer, from there the rains come out. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Chameini, Ma'adik Siv, Im Leshevet, Im La'atzer, Im Lechesed. Yimtzeayu. The Hashem says concerning the rain, it'll be either like a stick, or for his land, or for chesed. So we interpret the pasuk like this. This pasuk in Eiv. Im l'shevet, what happens if Klal Yisrael deserves the rain to come down with force, a strong hurricane storm to come down, and the rain is coming down like a stick? But they do tshuva. They did tshuva, but the gzeira that has to come like the shevet is still here. What does Hashem do? Behor mubik voice. So he lets the rain fall on the mountains where no people are living, and that's how he's mekayim the gzeira. Im lechesed, if it's for kindness, rain can come in a kind way. Yimtzieu, Hashem will find it. La'artzei, the land. Besodis, the fields and the vineyards. Now, the Marsha says that we take out the word la'artzei here. Because the Marsha says that this pasuk is really telling us three levels. And the second level, according to the Marsha, is not explained. That's the midas habeinus. In other words, im l'shevet, if they did tshuva, but they were supposed to get a gzer of a stick, it'll go to the harmuk voice. Im l'artzei, if it's supposed to go to the land of Eretz Yisrael, means that midas habeinus, it's not a chesed. They're not chasidim. They're not deservant of the extra chesed of Hashem. So then, l'artzei, it comes down on Eretz Yisrael, normal rain. Im l'chesed, they're already, Klal Yisrael is l'fnim mishur sadin. Then it will go down precisely on the field. This field needs more rain. This field needs less rain. It'll go down in a very measured, that's the highest level that Klal Yisrael can come to. So therefore, he says the word la'artzoi there doesn't belong, because la'artzoi is a middle category which the Gemara, according to the Mashiach, didn't have to interpret, because that's the regular. That's not if you're terrible and not if you're great, but you're regular. If you look in Rashi, however, Rashi says the first line where it gets short on top, Avalim lechesed shiyor de benachas yimtzieu la'artzoi la'eretz Yisrael, his land, Eretz Yisrael. From Rashi, it would seem that he did leave the word la'artzoi in. I believe what Rashi's not arguing on the Mishnah, except in one point. He agrees with the Mishnah, there are three levels. What he is learning like this. The word la'artzoi of the pasuk, I'm not interpreting. I'm interpreting, and that's what he's learning in the Gemara. What's the yimtzeayu? Hashem will find it. What's it? La'artzoi besod ha'sakramim. In the land of Eretz Yisrael, Hashem will zero in which field needs more rain, which field needs less rain. It's in a very precise manner. So the Marsha is correct that the word of the pasuk la'artzoi, the Gemara doesn't explain. What Rashi is explaining to Gemara, that the word la'artzoi here is not explaining the midas habeinonis, but rather it's explaining the third level of chesed. Yimtzeayu will find it. It means la'artzoi. So he continues the Gemara, a similar interpretation. Im l'shevet goes on l'ilonis. They will get it in a tough manner. Trees can take tough rain. Im l'artzoi, and here, according to everybody, we do interpret the middle level of l'artzoi. That goes on zroim on seeds. That's regular. Im l'chesed. If they deserve chesed, yimtzeayu, Hashem will find it. Where? Boy race in the pits, sichon in the trenches, mores in the caves. And as each place that needs specific amount of rain will receive it. In the days of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, there were two problems happening to Klal Yisrael at the same time. There was a kafna, hunger, and there was a deathly plague. Amri, they said, hey, Chanavid, what should we do? Neboi, rachmi atati, should we ask Hashem for mercy on both? Lo yafshir, as we're going to see in the Gemara, you can't, a tzibur cannot ask of Hashem to help them in two problems at the same time. They decided, Elaboy Rachmi Amusna, let's ask Hashem not to kill us. The kafna nisbal, the hunger will have to be saival. We can't ask Hashem for both. Let's choose the lesser of two evils. We'll take the kafna, and at least we'll get saved from the musna. We're not going to die. Amalu Rav Shmuel Nachmani, Rav Shmuel Nachmani said to them, no, neboy rachmi akafna. You're making a mistake. You ask Hashem to give you food. The chiyov rachmana, saival, when Hashem gives plenty, he gives it to living people, as Rashi says, Hashem doesn't give plenty into the world to kill people. He does it in order to be shlomo. So now you get two for the price of one. If you're going to be mispal to Hashem to give you plenty, automatically you will have life at the same time. How do I know this place? Say, Yaches Yodech, we say in Ashrei, Hashem, open up your hand, Umazbiya L'chol Chai Rotzayin, that when you're going to give us food, you'll be Mazbiya to all living, so we'll have both at the same time. How do you know this rule that you don't daven for two? Vinatsumo, we will fast. It says in Ezra. Vinavakshim alakin, we'll ask from Hashem. Al zois. On this. There's something else they could have asked on, but they weren't going to ask on that. Only on this. And this is the halacha in Hilchas Tainis, Simen Tuf Kofayin Vav, Seif Tezvav. Tzibur Shahoyolam Shtei Tzoris. Eimavakshim Rachimim El Al Achasmem. Dichsiv. And they bring this pasuk. Vinatsumo, Vinavakshim alakin. They say, even though Hashem, we have a number of tzoris, this is the one that we're davening on. What happens if they're facing two problems? They're facing hunger and pestilence where they could die from. They ask Hashem mercy for the hunger. Exactly like our Gemara, when Hashem gives plenty to eat, He gives it to living people. Continues the Gemara. They learned it from a different pasuk in Marava. V'rachman lemiboy min kadam el kashmaya. We're asking Hashem for mercy, the God of the heavens. Al raza denon, this secret. Mechlal de'ikachriti. Again, there's two secrets, and they're only asking it on one and not on the other. Continues the Gemara. B'mei Rab Zera, the days of Rab Zera, Gozer Gzera, the Malchus was Gozer Gzera, the Gozer, and they were Gozer, the Lo Lameis of Tanisa, that people, that Klal Yisrael should not fast. The Ein Yaakov says they were Gozer Gzer, the Shmada, of Shmad. The Rabbeinu Chananel says, B'mei Rab Zera, Gozer Shmada, Umanum Melekvoya Tainis. They were Gozer two things, and this is how the Marsha learns. You could learn the Gemara. What was the Gzera? The Gzera was they shouldn't fast. The Marshalins, no, there were two gzeres. One was shmad, and then there was a second gzera, don't fast. Why shouldn't they fast? What does it bother them if Klal Yisrael fast? So Rashi says that they had such hatred for Klal Yisrael that they didn't want Klal Yisrael to fast, because if they fast, Hashem will bring good things to the world, and they didn't want to have an advantage from Klal Yisrael. They hated the Jews so much that they inflicted on us. We could think of comparable situations in the Palestinian case. If they would have a country with at peace with Israel, they would flourish and blossom. But no, if it's coming from the Jews, they'd rather live the life that they are living today. They're like, boy, the lacy bracha lo'olam b'shvilon. I don't want to have anah to the world from the Jewish people. However, the Marsha explains that they were geyser exer of shmad. They knew that the Jews have a power through fasting to remove that gzeira of shmad. So they made a second gzeira. You're usher to fast so that they shouldn't be mevatel the first gzeira. Now, Amalu Rab Zera said, Nekabli alav, let's be Makabal, that when we're able to fast, we'll fast. Ulechibat lagzera, leisve, we'll sit and the Tainus will observe the fast day when we can. Now, there's a danger to our lives by fasting. Amru Levi Nolacha, how do you know this, that if you decide, I will fast when I can, that it could work? We know the rule, Machshava Kamaisa. How is it considered as if you already fasted now? Amru Lehu, he said to them, Dechsev, Ayoyim Re'elai, Altira Daniel, Hashem said to Daniel, don't worry, Daniel. Kimen Ayoyim Arishim, from the first day, Asher Nasatis Lipcha, that you put it in your heart, Lahavin, to understand the lasanis, to fast, lefani in front, lefnei alekach in front of Hashem, nishmud v'recha, your words were heard. The Marsha says that lechayrit is gemara sounds similar to machshava taiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarif l'maisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu adds a good machshava to a maisa. The Marsha says, no, this gemara is going even a step further. Machshava taiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarif l'maisa, that's when you do the maisa, Hashem already counts it from, he counts the machshava as well. But when does he count the machshava? From the time that you actually do it. Then he's mitzarif that the machshava, you get points, you get credit for the machshava also. Here, he's telling you a bigger chiddush, Rab Zeira. Rab Zeira is saying that even if it never comes lamaisa, from the day that you just thought to do it, it's already, machshava is kemaisa, as if you had already done it from that first day. Even years like the years of Eliyo, where there was Exeres, Rashi brings down the days of Achav, that the world needed rain, and the pasuk says, "Im yu hashanim ho'ela talum matakim lefid vorai." Hashem said, "You will not get rain unless Hashem tells Eliyo that there will be rain. You won't get it." And so even if you're in such terrible straits and you need the rain so badly, the Yorduk Shaman Barbara Shabbos, and the rain comes down on Fridays, ain't there a Simon Klol? You would think in the days of Eliyahu and Achav, it's a Simon Brach if it comes down on Friday. No. Friday rain is a Simon Klol. Why? Rashi says, because the people have to go and prepare in the marketplace, liknoi suda Shabbos. And getting rain at that time when they can't go out to the marketplace or getting drenched by the rain on Fridays is a simon klala. Haina dama Rav Arshila, is what Rav Arshila said. Kasha, yoimed amitra, it's difficult, the day of rain. Ki yoimed adina, he meant on Friday to get rain is as difficult as tumultuous. The Beis Hay, Mondays and Thursdays, when Besdin used to meet and adjudicate all the grievances that people had one to another. So they were in the marketplace during those days, there was such a tumult going on with everybody screaming about his case. So the day when a person on Friday is caught in the rain and there's also a big tumult, that's as difficult as those Yom HaDina, the days of judgment. Amar Amemer, Amemer said, Eloi de Tzarek Lebriyasa, if people wouldn't need rain, being a rachma vatnle, I would ask mercy that it should become bottle. Because people suffer much inconveniences, as we look out on this rainy day here in New York City, we can understand exactly what Rabbi Barshila, what Amemer was saying. V'yom Rabbi Yitzchak. Shemesh b'Shabbos, if you have sun on Shabbos, stokel aniyim. It's very good for the aniyim. A, they have a nice, clear, beautiful day to enjoy the Shabbos. And when it's winter time, you have sun on Shabbos. So Rashi says they get warmed up on this cold day from the hot sun. Shenemar, v'zorch lecham yirei shmi. Hashem will shine to the yirei shmi, which refers to the shomrei Shabbos, Rashi says, those who keep Shabbos. What will Hashem shine on them? Shemesh stoko marpe. He will shine on them the sun of righteousness and a sun that cures. And the Mephorshim explained, the Karen Ayer brings a Zoyer that the Shemesh refers to, on Shabbos, refers to the Oyer of Shabbos. In as the Tzadikim, they have a sense of Kedushas Shabbos is actually felt by Tzaddikim. And Sefer Oyev Yisrael from the Apter Rebbe Zitzal says that this pasuk is telling us that even Aniyim are margish a little bit of the Kedushas Shabbos. Even people who are not in the Madreg of Tzaddikim. That's what the pasuk is saying, that I will shine down Shemesh Stoko Marpe, even Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Shemesh B'Shabbos Stokel Aniyim, even those people who are not so rich as the Tzaddikim in spiritual values, they also will feel the Kedusha of Shabbos. V'Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Godol Yom HaKshamim, the Yom HaKshamim is great, Shafila Prutish of a Kispis Barks Boy, as Rashi explains, even something has nothing to do with rain, it's not crops, you're in a business venture, it has nothing to do with rain, but once the Hashpor from the heavens of the rains come down, not only does it help for the farm, farmers, but it means it's a good time that all of a person's monetary transactions will be nizborach, even a pruta that's in his wallet. Shenemar losseis mataratz chabitoy. Hashem will give rain at the right time. Ulevorech es kol maasei yadecha. That everything that you do with your hands will, all your adventures will be blessed. V'yom Rabbi Yitzchak, ein habracha mitzuyah b'davar shem min ha'ayin. That bracha is only found something that is hidden from the eye. Shenemar. Yitzav Hashem itchas habracha basamecha. Hashem will give you the bracha in your silos. And we learned the word silos, basamecha means samui. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, ein habracha mitzuyah b'davar shem ein ha'ayin shalat this boy. The bracha is only found in something that the eye cannot see. Shenemar. Yitzav Hashem itchas habracha basamecha. Just like a silo, the grain is covered there in the silo. You don't see it. So too, Hashem will give the bracha itcha comparable to asamecha when it's hidden. Tana rabbanan hanichnis lamedes grani. Somebody's going to count his goren of his pile of wheat. Aymer, he says, Yiratzim ufnech Hashem alikenu shetishlach bracha b'masi adenu. You should give blessing in our actions of our hands. His chalamid, if he starts to count how much he has, Aymer, he says, Boruch, and Rashi says you have to say it with Hashem's name and Melech, Boruch atah Hashem alikenu Melech olam, like a regular bracha, hashaleach bracha b'kriya zeh, who gives bracha, but I didn't measure it yet. So it is still possible to have a bracha. But modad va'achakach bir, but what happens if we measure it? And then he made the blessing, harezu tefila shav, because Rashi says the bracha can't be chal anymore. Once you know exactly how much you have, that's it. If you didn't count it yet, Hashem can make it more. Lafish and a bracha mitzuyah, the bracha is only found loy bedavar ashakel, not something that's weighed, v'loy bedavar amodin, not something that's measured, v'loy bedavar amodin, not something that's counted, ela bedavar asamim bin ayin, only something that is hidden from the eye. I just want to conclude with a halacha in Siman Tuf Kuf Ayin Gimel Sif Gimel, which represents what we learned from our Gemara. Ir sheikifu akum, a city that was surrounded, is besieged by goyim. V'chein yachid, or an individual hanirda from the akum, he's running away from the goyim. Or when they list them, or from robbers, or when they ruach raw, evil spirit. Einam reshoyim lesanois. The Gemara we learned before, when the gzeira was, they shouldn't fast. These people are not allowed to fast. Shaloi l'shaber rucham, that their l'shaber koichem, that their strength should not get broken. El yekablu aleim lesanois kach v'kach taniyos l'kishin natslu. When they get saved, they should make up in their minds, when we get saved, we're going to fast a certain amount of fast. But right now to fast, you're in danger. If you're in danger, like we had in the Gemara, they were in danger. That's not a time for fasting. V'chein im gozru gzeira v'gozru shaloi l'sanois olav. They were going, here also from the Mechavetz Mashver, there were two gzeiras. There was one gzeira. Then they made another gzeira. The goyim knew how strong your power of fasting is, so they made a second gzeira. You shouldn't be allowed to fast. And even though they know, you see their hatred of the goyim, even though they know we have a tremendous power to besiege Hashem through davening and through fasting, they may, and yet they are roidif us, and they don't even let us fast. Yekablu aleim l'sanois kach v'kach taniyos kishayavar gzeira. So the way to beat the goyim is to make up in your mind, when we get out of this Torah, we're going to fast, and Hashem should consider it now as if we're already fasting, and that will help them to get out of the bad gzeira that they're in.